This is a story about something I love, to be sure. But it's also a story about how our spiritual journey doesn't always look the way we think it will. My family just returned from a month-long journey in and around Southeast Asia. We were in Indonesia and Thailand. And it was hard. Don't get me wrong, it was beautiful and amazing, but mostly it was hard. Toileting was hard. Communicating was hard. Getting from here to there was hard. And we got really, really sick. Every day I was stretched to my absolute limit, looking for clean water, looking for safe food for my daughter to eat, or riding some scary little boat across really rough waters. Every day I felt at my gut level like we weren't quite safe. Almost like we might not make it out of there. I think that might have been the fever talking. And then on this flight from Jakarta to Bangkok, I reconnected with a dear friend. Wes Anderson's movie, The Darjeeling Limited. I love everything Wes Anderson has ever made. I remember the first time I saw Bottle Rocket in the movie theater. I had just moved to Portland, and I was sort of mesmerized by the fact that we could drink beer in the movie theater. But mostly I was mesmerized by that movie, and I have been a diehard fan ever since. These movies have pulled me through some really hard times. And they have also inspired me. The color palettes, the soundtracks, the beautifully strong female characters. These movies remind us of the story that is love, loss, awakening, and then love with a capital L that has nothing and everything to do with romance. So at this moment, when I had been hanging out in my sympathetic nervous system for about 3 weeks, feeling fried, tried, and completely vulnerable to the universe, this sweet film held me in its familiar embrace and rocked me back to what is real. This movie follows the journey of three brothers traveling across India to reconnect with their mother, whom they haven't seen in years. Nothing goes as planned in the traditional sense, but once they surrender to the story, they are opened up to an experience they couldn't have expected, much less planned at all. I needed that reminder. I needed to remember that my most profound awakenings hadn't happened as the guru struck me with the peacock's feather. They happened during challenging conversations with my partner. My ego wasn't eradicated during some yoga pose, but when I did the hard work of realizing that I am so much more than any label, though the yoga does help focus. The anthems that are written on my heart were right there at the ready when we were crossing the Lombok Strait in a little boat. And they weren't my Sanskrit standards, but Wilco albums that I had memorized in my law school days. Your spiritual journey doesn't look the way you think it will. It is there in the most mundane moments. When your partner is telling you a story about work, and you can somehow see him as though for the very first time. It is the grace in flying in a Hello Kitty plane that lifts everyone's spirits. Your spiritual journey doesn't always look the way you think it will.